The education reforms signed by President Bush in January give the federal government a much bigger role in the nation's public schools. The No Child Left Behind Act mandates yearly testing and says that children in failing schools should be allowed to transfer. This fall, schools whose students aren't showing improvement face tough new sanctions. But with the start of the school year fast approaching, educators in some states still have a lot of questions about how all of this is supposed to work. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The U.S. Education Department has a list of about 9,000 schools that have made little or no progress towards the goal set by the new law, which says all children must be at grade level, or what the government calls proficient, in reading, math, and science. So this fall, parents in those 9,000 schools will be allowed to transfer their kids to a better school. But how do you do that without some federal guidance, says Clara Keith of the Georgia Department of Education. Her state has 465 of those struggling schools. With only a few weeks to figure things out, says Keith, the first day of school could be chaotic.
The law implies that every parent will have a choice, but you cannot have 800 parents going to a school district requesting to send their children to school A, school B, school D without some kind of procedures.
As well as a clear understanding of how Georgia's supposed to spend the money it's getting from Washington, almost all of it earmarked for low-income children. Can schools use any of that money to pay for things like private tutoring services or transportation for parents who want to transfer their kids, even if their children are not low income? Right now, schools cannot do that. The federal government prohibits it. At a news briefing last week, U.S. Education Secretary Rod Page played down these concerns.
There would be bumps in the road all the way down. This is a very complicated undertaking. And there are going to be a lot of opportunities for us to stop and check and redial and fine-tune as we go forward.
Education officials in several states also worry that if parents transfer in large numbers, some school districts could run afoul of court-ordered desegregation plans created to maintain a racial balance in as many schools as possible. Secretary Page has told school districts they cannot use court-ordered desegregation as an excuse for not giving parents a choice. But in Georgia, says Clara Keith, schools would have to go back to court and try to get their desegregation order amended to comply with a new law.
What if the courts decide not to do that? And that is the dilemma that the districts are facing. Some of their attorneys are saying, we cannot do this because we know what will happen. And so they're looking to us for guidance. And, of course, we don't have the guidance.
The grumbling is typical of state and local school bureaucracies who are being forced to change.
That's Jeannie Allen of the Washington-based Center for Education Reform. She says this is not just about power or turf. It's also about millions of dollars that the federal government could withhold if states don't shape up.
I think the states and districts are betting that the federal government won't do that, and that's why they're not acting. I think you've got some bluffing.
Maybe, says Lisa Graham Keegan, former state superintendent of schools in Arizona. But the new law, she says, does call for unprecedented federal oversight of what states once did on their own. Keegan says mandatory testing, for example, raises many, many questions that all states are worried about.
I think they worry about the tests that they're using, which tests they use, whether they're going to have to use new tests, how they're going to get those. Do they have to create a new test? Can they use a test that some other state is using?
The No Child Left Behind Act says states can use their own tests on the condition that parents be able to use the results to compare their children's performance year to year and school to school. The new law requires that schools close the performance gap between rich and poor students, so states must break down kids' test scores by income, race, ethnicity, language group, and disability if necessary. States have never asked schools to do these things, let alone report them, says Keegan.
I think people ought to get ready. A lot of schools that look very good on the surface are not going to look good when you scratch below the surface.
The U.S. Education Department, meanwhile, says it hopes to release more federal guidelines before the first day of school. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.